CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 88-year-old Pope Francis is in the hospital fighting a lung infection. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
He's no stranger here at the Gemelli Hospital. This is his fourth stay here since 2021. 2 years ago, he was admitted for pneumonia. As for this latest scare, the Vatican emphasized that Pope Francis' prognosis is guarded, which means doctors can't predict if he'll get better or worse.
In fact, doctors have said Francis's condition is touch and go because of his age, the fragility of his health, and his pre-existing lung disease. There was a surprise at the White House. President Donald Trump had good things to say about some members of the political opposition.
The elected leaders in this room are the living embodiment of the union to which President Washington referred. You're really doing a fantastic job. I won't say, because the press is up there going crazy tonight, But I won't say how good some of the Democrats are, but some of you are doing a really good job.
Trump spoke at the National Governors Association dinner at the White House. Hamas released six more hostages Saturday, but Israel is delaying the release of prisoners in exchange. Details on that from the BBC's Neil Nunes.
Israel says it's postponed Saturday's planned release of over 600 Palestinian prisoners because of what it described as ceasefire violations by Hamas. The armed Palestinian group had earlier released the last six living Israeli hostages agreed under the first phase of the ceasefire.
Israel's demanding that the hostages be freed without having to endure the public Hamas ceremonies. Israel calls them humiliating. It was a terrible scene Saturday morning at UPMC Memorial Hospital in York, Pennsylvania. A police officer was shot and killed, and so was the gunman. WHP-TV reporter Candace Scalise tells us just what happened.
We're told that he actually pointed the gun at a UPMC staff member who was being held hostage with zip ties, and he threatened to shoot that person. That's when police, who were in formation, were told backed away, and then more officers came in and approached the suspect and approached the UPMC staff, and they started opening fire.
Two other police officers and three hospital employees were wounded. One of the country's largest conglomerates says it's flush with cash. CBS's Elise Preston with the numbers.
With Wall Street wobbly, perhaps a prophecy from the Oracle of Omaha himself, Warren Buffett. Berkshire Hathaway sold a large amount of its stocks at the end of last year. The firm's cash holdings are now more than $330 billion.
In his annual letter to shareholders, Buffett said his time of running his company is coming to an end. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
As egg prices continue to soar, a butcher in New York City is stepping up to help.
Enjoy, of course, of course.
The CEO of Prince Abu Butchery is giving away free eggs to those in need.
We felt it was our duty and responsibility to just make eggs accessible.
At giveaways in Brooklyn and Queens, he gave away a total of 200 cartons of eggs. At each location, they were gone in 15 minutes.
I'm making chili and cornbread.
Oh, wait, I'm coming over to your house.
Come on over.
makes me so happy that we're able to do this.
Egg prices are expected to rise another 20% this year. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
As we noted earlier, the greatest and certainly the most famous investor in modern history has released his much-anticipated annual letter to shareholders. 94-year-old Warren Buffett acknowledged that his advanced age means his 60 years of running his huge company will soon end. He said he'll spend less time than usual answering questions at the annual meeting in early May in Omaha. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Temps jump up into the 40s through the next week, staying warm with a few rain showers around. It's 24 right now.
Memorial Park to the Wynn Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I stand before I find the love to let me live again? Right now the only thing that keeps me hanging on, when I feel my strength, yeah, it's almost gone. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. How long must I wait? How much more can I take before loneliness will cause my heart to break? Oh, I can't bear to live my life alone. I grow impatient for a love to call my own. But when I feel that I can't go on, these precious words keeps me hanging on. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes. No, love, don't come easy. But I keep on waiting. I'm too soft, waiting for that soft voice to talk to me at night. For some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep waiting, I keep on waiting. But it ain't easy, it ain't easy. But mama said, you can't hurry love.
No matter how long it takes, you can't hurry love. No, you some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
For you in worn out shoes, touchdown. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke stands for we jump so high, and then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him still grieves. Set a dance now with every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
When they see me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go. much or late. I waited around and then I ran to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
We'll be right back. Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Follow me, I'm the pipe. preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The leader of the world's Catholics remains in the hospital today fighting a lung infection. More on his condition from our correspondent in Rome.
Pope Francis suffered a respiratory crisis that required he be placed on oxygen, and the Vatican says he remains in critical condition. The Pope, who has been in the Gemelli Hospital in Rome since Friday last week, also required blood transfusions due to a low blood platelet condition linked to anemia. The Pope will not be leading the Angelus prayer. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
And we've just learned from the Vatican press office that the Pope had a peaceful, quiet, and restful night. The nation's federal employees have received an email like none they've ever been sent before. Details on that from the BBC's Patrick Bamford.
Federal government employees in the US began receiving emails on Saturday instructing them to give details about what work they've carried out in the last week. Elon Musk, who's been tasked with slashing government